This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, we are back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Cloudy outside, full of sunshine here in the studio. Ike, how you feeling?
I love it. Well, I love it. Brother Spike, how you doing? Welcome to, I should say happy Let the Bronco Buck Day.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Wednesday.
There you go.
We love a big Wednesday.
I'll tell you this.
I was the biggest Wednesday guy.
And I get sidetracked.
Yes, sir, sir, sir.
I'm growing a smidgen concerned about the baseball team as we get closer to the postseason. Mm-hmm.
Welcome into the trust tree.
I'm just saying, I'm not pulling a fire alarm or anything. I'm just saying.
Why are you so happy?
Happy? What are you talking about? don't do me. I'm not even falling for that nonsense. Yeah, I'm a smidgen concerned with the baseball team. Jackie Baseball, you better have something good for me today. Because Durantula, come on, man.
Lost that nickname. No more intro on NBC Sports Philly. None of that stuff.
Yeah, just cut that out. No more fun and games.
9 times 436.
All right. We're already back.
9 times 763.
Okay. It's a big show. It's always a big show. 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us.
L.A.
4 o'clock, Baldy joins us. Let's see how that goes. 4:30, Eagles inside of the year power rankings. And big
no,
show as always.
It's Mayock. It's not Baldy.
Be all three of them. It might be Donovan, Baldy, and Mayock, the trio.
Well, but Mayock will address me directly.
Right.
It's Baldy's dismissal of me and Donovan's dismissal of me. And actually, Donovan just wanted to take me down a peg. That is fine. That is absolutely fine. Yeah, Ike, we'll have plenty of Eagles to talk about today. You started off sort of how I went to bed feeling. And then sometimes when I have a bad feeling or something, I'll go to bed, I'll wake up, see how I feel. And I woke up the same exact way. So we are, as Jack said, we are on the trust tree. It is just, you know, us and you. We're all listening. We're just being honest about how we feel. And how I feel is, in this safe space, is I know it's not the end of the world. It is 2 baseball games. But I do not like at all what I have seen from the Philadelphia Phillies in the last 2 games. Now, they've lost 4 or 5, which again, you know, big picture, maybe not the biggest deal in the world. But the game on Sunday against the Diamondbacks, I know none of us watched it. I watched it. And it was a game, one of those games where the Phils just went into the game lifeless. You knew it was the end of the road trip. They were going home, lost 7-0, you know, or 7-2, whatever the hell it ended up being. And it was a game they were really not competitive in. And then I watched a game last night, right? And we ran ourselves out of 3 base runners. You know, Kepler didn't know what the hell he was doing from second to third, you know, gets thrown out going to third. Weston Wilson, for some reason, tries to turn a single into a double, had no chance, got thrown out by 30 feet. Harrison Bader got thrown out, whatever. Weston Wilson can't block a ball thrown by Bader into second base, costs us a run there. And then, and as you mentioned, Duran, you know, doesn't have it, gives up another home run. And what they look like to me, and here is my concern, it's not that they lost games, whatever. It is that they look like they are disengaged. They look like, to my eye, like they have taken their foot off the gas now that their playoff position is pretty much set. And that concerns me a little bit because you're going into a bye week, so they'll be off for a week anyway. I was hoping for this week not that they'd win every game, but I was hoping they would be motivated but in some way by the fact that they still have to get the bye, right? I almost woke up today a little disappointed that the Dodgers lost because I was hoping the Dodgers put a little pressure on the Phillies, maybe wake them up a little bit.
Keep playing.
Yeah, I was hoping they would be motivated by getting the two seed. I was hoping they would be motivated. By the way, the Brewers lost again last night. We win that game last night. All of a sudden, we're only a game and a half out of the one seed. I was hoping we would be motivated by that. But unfortunately, this team has a tendency to just sort of lay back a little bit. And maybe it's because they're all so many guys are over 30. Maybe it is a reflection of Rob Thompson. But sometimes they're the combination of the fact that they just sort of mail it in sometimes and their lack of fundamental baseball play just it worries me a little bit. And I don't think you can be a team, especially when you have the bye. And I think the bye is an advantage to get healthy. But there has been history of teams coming in sort of cold after the bye. They don't need a week off before the week off.
Right.
And I wanted them to run through the finish line of this season. Win games. They were so hot. It's fine if you lose games, but it is not fine if you lose games because you're just sort of checked out. And that team last night looked a little checked out to me, and the team on Sunday looked a little checked out to me.
Yeah, I don't know if they felt like they took the foot off the gas. These games are never really over. I look at that game last night, and I say, Christopher Sanchez appeared to be the only one that showed up.
He looked
last
great.
Night locked in and ready to play. You're right when you talk about the base running errors. Like, that's a clear sign of not being fundamentally locked in and focused on the details.
Right.
It really is. And that's what you don't want going into the playoffs. You don't want to start picking up or reliving bad habits you had earlier in the year. You want to be playing your best baseball. You want to be your sharpest at this point. Rob Thompson, it's already going to be difficult enough for him to manage these final games, when to get guys out of there, how long do you leave a pitcher in versus trying to get guys some work, some at-bats. He's trying to manage this sort of, for lack of a better way of putting it, bye week they have right now. But it's funny because you mentioned it. It's really not a bye week because there's a lot there still to play for.
Yeah, and honestly, looking at the end of last year, they had that opportunity too last year. Mm-hmm. Remember, at the end of the year last year, they clinched the division with seven games left or something like that. And the one seed was within their vision, and they just stopped. And the Dodgers did not stop. The Dodgers kept winning games, you know, and the Dodgers go out and end up winning the World Series.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that A always equals B. I get it, but they are not, that you can't just turn it on.
No.
You can't just say to yourself, on the bye week, we'll get right, we'll start focusing then. The focus thing is not a thing you can just turn on and turn off. Either it's there or it's not there. And I don't think it's the end of the world, but it's also not a thing you want to see from a team that got obliterated in the division series last year because they couldn't put it together at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, you don't want to see them slop their way through these final five games.
No.
You just don't. You realize Sunday's going to be the last regular season game, and then you play game one next Saturday. Okay, so a bunch of simulated games, some bullpen sessions, all of that. You're going to be facing a team that's coming off winning a series to get in. They basically, who's ever in the playoffs, especially the wild card team, right? You play either the Mets, the Diamondbacks, or the Reds. They've been fighting tooth and nail to get into the playoffs. You're going to face that hot team next Saturday.
And by the way, if you face a team that beat the Dodgers, that team's going to be walking on air at that point.
Yeah.
They're going to be totally locked in.
Yeah.
So and then
I'm
on
with
top
you on this.
And then on top of it, Duran, look, again, his ERA, I think, since he's been with the Phillies, is still under two or something like that. And he's blown three saves now. It's not 15 of 18, whatever he is since he got here, he's been very good. But if you just take the last eight appearances, you know, and home, by the way, two home runs.
Yeah.
And home run, I think he had only given up three home runs when he got here.
Right.
All season long.
What the hell has happened?
Yeah,
this once seemed like an automatic, right? We got the light show, we got the intro, all that is awesome. And man, I'm not saying that he is something to be concerned with. What I will say is, once thinking he was unhittable.
Yes.
It was an automatic save every time he went out there. I don't have that feeling anymore. You mentioned the three blown saves. There's been a couple times he's had outings where we got out of a couple jams with a couple runners still left on and where he had been hit hard. So my only thing is, I'm not smart enough to know. I'll leave that to the baseball experts.
All right.
But I'm simply wondering, what is it that hitters seem to be dialed in on with him that even when it doesn't go out the park, he's still getting hit hard at times.
Yeah, so I think the fastball is definitely not, it's 102, right? But it's hittable.
Isn't that supposed to be unhittable?
Not anymore. Not, yeah. Not major league hitters doesn't matter. They can square up whatever. It's almost like he's
more like location.
I think he's trying to, well, the location, yeah. I almost think he's trying to find his pitch mix. He got so over a line on the knuckle curveball that it might have made his other pitches, like he might have lost the feel for his other pitches. So sometimes when you're learning and or not, he's using a pitch more and more in the knuckle curveball, you do lose some of the feeling. I think when he got here, he was a big, that splinker was like the main pitch he threw his first couple outings.
Splinker?
Yeah. So it's a slider splitter that he, or no, sorry, a sinker splitter.
Yeah.
That moves like a sinker, but at splitting action.
The slurve.
Yeah, so well, yeah, slurve's
dead. We're combining pitches.
Sweeper is that.
Sweeper.
Yeah. The well, splinker. Yes.
The thing.
I hadn't heard that one before.
It's interesting you say he's looking for the pitch mix because it was 0-2. When the guy hit the home run last night. And what I've gotten used to with Duran when it's 0-2 is throw that fastball up and away, make the guy chase it.
Breaking news.
Sorry, I had to. Right. The Eagles have placed Nolan Smith on the IR.
Whoa. Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's a big one. That's out of nowhere, too.
Holy moly. 215-592-9494. Of course, we'll talk about the Phillies, but losing Nolan Smith is...
Hold
is,
up. With well, what? So yeah, they, with what?
So they place also Jacorian Bennett on IR. On IR.
Whoa.
So that's another one.
So if they're on IR, that's four games they miss?
And Darius Cooper.
My
bad.
Yeah.
That's not the same level?
Okay. No.
I'm just saying, we love Coop in the training camp, man. We're in the real season now. We can't even get the damn ball to our real receivers.
Well, I think we were all expecting Kelee Ringo to get a shot at corner this week, but it looks like he's definitely going to get a shot at corner this week.
Oh, yeah, because what is
I haven't heard anything
Dory
but a Dory
has a
Jackson
situation, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, even if it's a mild growing, he can't afford that.
No.
He's like,
Yeah, he's getting beat with a healthy groin.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think. Maybe we should get him on the camera plan, whatever, they get him a shot in there.
Or could he do the video of the camera, like the camera was on the steps?
Yeah.
Slowly working his groin?
With the printout.
Wow. So no injury, nothing about what Nolan Smith has.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, so it still doesn't say what it is?
No.
Well, Elliot, get on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Get on it,
what
Elliot.
Are you doing?
Yeah, get on it, Elliot. And by the way,
did he leave the game Sunday?
Well, we were just talking yesterday how we didn't even notice him in the game. So maybe he had left the game. Look, this is the Nolan Smith thing is a big deal for the Eagles.
Huge.
We talked about how much Vic Fangio blitzed against the Chiefs. He did it again against the Rams. He had a blitz a bunch against the Rams. And you know that Vic Fangio is only blitzing when he has to. Vic Fangio does not want to blitz. He barely blitzed last year. And I thought, when it happened against the Chiefs, I thought to myself, well, maybe he was just trying to surprise him with something. But what happened again against the Rams, what it tells me is that you're not getting pressure
from your edges. He's trying to create pressure. Yeah.
So if we're not getting pressure with the guy who we thought was going to be the best edge on the team, who's Nolan Smith.
Yeah. He is supposed to be our best edge.
So it means more Uche. Maybe it means they activate Ojulari for a game or something. But
you have to, right?
But I don't know. They're going to have to get creative.
Za'Darius is probably certainly going to be one of the starting ends now.
Yeah, well, get ready to play 95% of the snaps. Yeah. That's a big hit for the Eagles.
It really is. And you're talking about four games. It seemed like the Eagles don't get a break this year when it comes to opposing quarterbacks. They're facing good quarterbacks seemingly every week.
Yeah.
And when you're not getting pressure on these guys have time to go get back there and make plays. And now we're down to our third corner. Wow. Wow.
Now, luckily, we're going up against a Bucs team that is going to be missing Mike Evans. But they're also going to be getting, I think they're getting their left tackle back. And I think they're getting
Chris Godwin's back as well.
So that's a big deal for the Eagles.
So Z-Berm just tweeted out, the injuries do not require surgeries per league source, and the Eagles hope they'll be back around week 9.
Okay, so that's right around the bye. Yeah. Hmm. But we don't know what the Nolan Smith injury is.
Not yet. Not yet.
Well, that's weird. How do they put a guy on IR and not say what it is?
Shoulder.
That makes sense. He's had problems with that in the past, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He's had shoulder issues
before. Yeah, he's had shoulder issues before.
All right. Well, that's big news. 215-592-9494.
I'm not saying it's a shoulder. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm just saying
he's dealt with that
in the past.
Yeah, it's almost like if Joel Embiid goes out.
We're going straight to the
knees. To the knee, yeah. Look, I don't mean to mention those two things in the same. Just bringing up somebody who has an injury we know about. I'm not comparing the two. Relax. All right, 215-592-9494.
That's big news. That is big.
You a little worried about the Phils, and are you a little worried about the Eagles' defense now?
I'm a little worried about Deron, man. I need Fritz. Yeah. Do you feel this?
Well, yeah.
Do you feel a little bit of it?
He's gone from, I have no fear when he comes into the game to, we're going to have to hold on to our butts here a little bit with Deron, which is annoying because he was – and he still does have the fourth highest save percentage in the history of baseball, 1.99 ERA.
He's
definitely still good. It's just gone from, we have locked – the ninth's locked down to, we'll see.
Right.
It's also possible when he got here, we got a run of saves that were – cleaner than most will be. But almost every closer, aside from Mariano Rivera, every closer blows saves and allows base runners. And we just weren't used to it the first 5 or 6 games. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess the two things that jump out with me is I think he struggled in one-run games, which playoff games are going to be tight. The Dodgers game was a one-run game. That game last night was a one-run game. The Nationals game he blew was a one-run game. And it's been a little deer in headlightsy since the Mets game. Like that Mets game, when he got lit up four straight hits, I feel like it's just been a little bit. He needs to get some swagger back.
Oh, God.
But this is
the wrong time for this.
By the way, you know what doesn't help? And this, I'll tie it all back into the. Is if the rest of the team is not acting like these games are important, it's really hard. It was like when they put him in the game the other day when he hadn't worked in a while and they were getting blown
out. That was Sunday's game. Sunday.
If they are telling him, hey, work on this pitch, figure this out, whatever it is, then maybe my big message is, Phillies, wake up, play the rest of these games. You get a week off coming up. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. In case you missed it, Nolan Smith placed on IR with a mystery injury, and Jacorian Bennett placed on IR with a, do we know what Jacorian Bennett's is?
No.
And we don't know.
I'm going to tell you, with him.
And Darius Cooper put on IR.
Did you notice that thing on his arm?
I didn't.
It's almost like he had something.
All right, so Rapshi just tweeted out that Nolan Smith, he tweaked the same triceps he had surgery on.
Oh, he had a torn tricep.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
in the Super Bowl.
Him and BG were tricep twins.
Yeah, he tweaked it.
No,
they're saying he doesn't need surgery.
Nothing on Jacorian.
Not yet. No.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He had that thing around his arm.
Around his elbow?
No, it was it wrapped around his bicep.
Okay.
And it was like it was connected to the shoulder.
Really?
You don't usually see DBs with that type of stuff on their arms.
Yeah.
That made me think something was going on with maybe a rotator cuff or something when I saw that Sunday.
And by the way, they on that final drive, that God bless Jordan Davis for blocking that field goal, but at the final drive, Matt Stafford went right at Jacorian Bennett the whole drive.
Yep.
I mean, the whole drive, and he got lit up the whole drive. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus kicks us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, that boy in the producer booth thinks he's slick. As soon as that Eagle news came out, it was a little bit negative on the Phillies. He hit that freaking
I did. Boy, y'all. I did. Everyone's ready to dance in the Phillies grave.
That was perfect time.
Oh, you're worried, too. Don't you do that.
Nothing matters less than it.
Okay. Breaking news.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Are we blaming Jack for the injury, maybe?
Look, the Jacorian, Jacorian Bennett, he had tried, like last season, his season ended because he had, like, tricep or some surgery. So I think.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's why he wears that. But I'm looking at the schedule right here. Like, it can go either way. We saw that last week. But, like, the October schedule, I mean, we got the Giants twice. I ain't really afraid of Bo Nix like that. I mean, what is they, 1-2? Like, I mean, you know.
Bo Nix is the worst ranked quarterback in the league per PFF. How's that feel, Spike?
He was on the board, too. What?
Oh, wow, man.
The YouTube big board?
It's yes, he was. And by the way, hold on.
Mr. I'm a genius. Bo Nix.
He was on the YouTube big board. He was second in offensive rookie of the year voting. I would say my YouTube big board was friggin' fine.
Yeah, what happened this year? What have you done for me lately?
Okay.
But so one thing about Duran, I'm gonna talk on the Phillies. Okay, one thing about Duran, however you pronounce his name, like I'm already bought in. I can't go back now. Like all I'm hoping is like, you know, maybe the Phillies, like, this is why I don't like them damn celebrations. Like, y'all partying like it's a birthday, y'all putting tubes down your throat and all that. Y'all doing all that stuff, and it's like now y'all coming out, y'all looking lackadaisical and all that. Like, but one thing about Duran, like I don't want to, you know, discrediting, but it's like when you playing in Minnesota, like it ain't a lot. Like he looked great, you know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like Nnamdi. It's like Nnamdi playing for the Raiders. Like you shutting cats down, ain't no expectations. But when you come and we need you to be whole season baseball and be like a legit closer for a contender, it's like, you know, and I'm not saying we ain't at that point yet. You know, he's looking great so far, you know. But
hey, our antennas are up, man. We see
exactly.
It.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you know what it is? All the Philly stuff, none of it is panic. All of it is I've got my eye on it.
Yep.
I've got my eye on the fact that they're not locked in. I've got my eye on the fact that Duran does not look, you know, it's not that his stuff doesn't look the same. It just looks like people are dialed in. Eyes, I got an eye on all of it right now.
And one thing about the Phillies is it just makes me nervous. It's like I'm not saying it's starting to look like last year, because last year this is way better, but it's like last night, I mean, you know, we blow the game. I blame that on Spike, though, because he said we was going to lose. See what I'm saying? You put stuff in the atmosphere.
Hold up. Yeah, but unfortunately, when I did say the Phillies were going to lose, if I said they were going to win and they lose, you would also blame me for jinxing it.
No, it's true.
I said, leading off. Yeah. I said, they're going to lose this game.
I only do that versus the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. I wouldn't eat that. So, so I'm just like, I got my antenna up. Like, come on, guys. Like, don't do it to us again this year. We trying to go to Cincinnati. We trying to have y'all at the crib. You know, I'm going to be down this way. Hey, we trying to have a party. So, you know, we need the Reds, the closing Mets. Y'all terrible. So, we can have a good old time. We got to bring another championship back to the city, man. You know what I'm saying? The Sixers trying to do something, bringing back the black jersey. You know, they trying to get happy over there on that side. We need the Phillies to close it out. I'm not worried about the Eagles defense because, I mean, Nolan Smith, like, I've been looking for you the first 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
It's like, you know, so I'm not as worried about them. But Phillies, come on, man. Let's keep it together. But I holla at y'all.
All right.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, we've been looking for Nolan Smith. Now we really won't have him.
Well, yes. Now we're whoever isn't playing well enough to play in front of Nolan Smith is actually going to play now.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you a little concerned of the Phillies' energy and how Juwan Duran has looked the last couple of weeks. And the big news, Nolan Smith now on IR, which means he'll miss the next four games. Ja'Cory Bennett now on IR will miss the next four games. And the Eagles are hopeful that they will both be back for week nine. We will talk about the defense coming up next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.